It's a sports sub. It's the sports sub, more accurately, right here on 930 KSDN, 102.1 on the web at hubcityradio.com as well. Thanks for hanging out with us. It's Rootin' Tooks with you here on this edition of the program. And it's a Thursday, so it's an All Saints Day. We will talk with the head coach of the baseball team over at Presentation College, getting ready to wrap up the season this weekend, moving into postseason play, as they will have three home games this weekend. Coach Mike Dahl of the baseball squad there with the green and gold will join us on the program and talk about what's going on this weekend. They've got Dickinson State for a few games, a little alteration in the schedule, and some stuff that's kind of intriguing there. I'll certainly ask them about why they're getting a free win this weekend. I mean, I'm not going to complain, but a forfeit on one of the games this weekend. So really kind of odd there. They get ready for the postseason. Of course, they've got Senior Day, and they're, slumping a little bit right now, but, they're going to be into that postseason bracket, and we'll talk to him about that. And you and Vilhauer had a chance to chat with Haley Beal, a little volleyball talk, and we'll have that on the program to wrap up the hour later today as well, of course, as she tries to get healthy and get back out there and do some slamming.
Yeah, I've always wanted to do an interview with a player or an athlete, what have you, and about, sort of coming back from a big major injury. And I think an ACL, MCL injury is certainly something that falls into that category of a big major injury, and just what the road of recovery is like, what it's back. We always talk with athletes about, what it's like on the court or, on the gridiron, that sort of thing. But, what is it like when you're trying to recover from a big injury like that? And, she gets kind of graphic a little bit. There's a couple times in the interview she was saying, well, when I was on the ground, I felt my leg go this way and I was doing that. So it's kind of gave me the heebie-jeebies a couple times just listening to her talk about the actual injury itself, but just sort of the road of recovery, the recovery process. We always hear, so-and-so is going to be in rehab, for the next 6 to 8 weeks. What is rehab, though? I don't really even know what that means. So she kind of explains that and just the whole, sort of process of recovering from an injury like that and everything that goes into it.
Yeah, did she just pop that little, cap off and open her knee up and just pull it out and have you inspect it and everything there?
Yeah.
Was that an option?
Yeah, I don't think so. This is a big one, too, because she had meniscus, ACL, and MCL tears, and that's pretty much your whole knee. And if I'm not mistaken, there's a PCL in there. I think you probably know this better than I would, but I feel like there's a piece. No,
I think there is a PCL. That does sound familiar.
Yeah, I think there's the posterior cruciate ligament, anterior cruciate ligament, and MCL is.
Like you got one side, you got the other side, and the front.
If I'm not mistaken. Yeah, I'm not sure what the M.
Neither of us are doctors.
Medial collateral, I think. But nonetheless, yeah, I think it's an interesting conversation that we've had, and looking forward to playing that later on this morning.
All right. So yeah, you got the medial, which is also known as the TCL, apparently.
Okay.
There's four of them. It says here four major ligaments.
I would have guessed three.
I thought there were three. Not sure what the other one is. I'm not going to go searching, but there's MCL and all the other ones you said there and what have you. And of course there's H2CL. Is that right? Hydrogen chloride. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff going on. Now we're getting into chemistry.
Yeah. Break out the periodic table.
A lot of science in this show.
That's too much science for me.
So we've got all that to go over today. Some notes on the Saints side of things on this All Saints Day. We'll also talk a little bit about what happened yesterday for NSU. Some big games for Northern in baseball and softball. I was watching on the edge of my seat on that computer, watching the games yesterday and keeping up to date on all those statistics and what have you. We'll let you know how things turned out there. We have a first-time feat for your Northern softball team in Division II history, so that's impressive. And SDSU, as Vilhauer mentioned right after the show yesterday, because he's always got that inside scoop on the tennis side of things. I didn't mention it on air, but I think you might have mentioned in the sports update. SDSU says adios to tennis. I guess they don't. They're not. Dare I say it? In love with tennis.
Oh, geez.
Oh man.
Boo! I'm gonna boo you on that one. But that's actually well done.
There we go.
Yeah. And horrible. Drop it in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So SDSU cutting both men's and women's tennis programs, and they don't wait around. It's after this academic season, so none next year. Right now it's going to affect, they say, 19 athletes, of course, the full-time coach and a student assistant coach as well. The school is going to honor the scholarships that they've handed out already and help those who want to transfer to other schools. Tennis programs have actually been cut there before. They were cut back in 83 and then put back in 91. So there was an 8-year span there where they were gone. But they're going to be gone again here now. They say it's just the lack of quality tennis courts on campus and in the city as a whole. Those were the main factors there. So they'll now be down to 19 varsity sports at SDSU.
So wouldn't you think it'd be, I guess, a funding issue? Would it be a city funding issue? Because if there's people saying, hey, we want to play, you know, wouldn't you think that there would be enough money to be raised? Maybe, dude, two words, the best two words in the world, bake sale. I mean, come on, just make a bake sale or something like that. Make it happen. But, I mean, if it's not the facilities, the proper facilities, wouldn't you think that the program and the school and the community would rally around it just to make it happen? Or is it maybe a lack of interest? I mean, certainly you have people, you know, lettering and that sort of thing. So, I don't know, maybe a little bit of both.
Yeah, could be a combo there. But to me, the thing that's disappointing, I brought that up to Dave yesterday afterward when he told me about it. And I said, well, didn't they just open up the new football stadium? Mm-hmm. So they spent all this money on refurbishing. I mean, it's not brand new, but they, you know, redid the whole stadium and everything, renamed it to the press box and all this. And prior to that, you know, a few years back, SDSU redid or just got, I don't remember because that was kind of early on when I was moving in here to South Dakota and what have you, that they put the facility right next to the football field where they've got kind of the indoor workout facility and indoor field where so they can work out on that. Well, couldn't they have planned something there to make some indoor courts if there are no or very, very few indoor courts in Brookings? Wouldn't you have thought to maybe add that in somehow and put that in if it was any sort of priority? And, you know, you not doing that when you put this all together and plan it all kind of tells me, you know, as a school or at least as a group there, you weren't really thinking about it as a priority at all. And you say, okay, take it or leave it. Whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, we always say hindsight's 20/20, but I mean, exactly just that. Maybe they didn't even plan on, you know, indoor tennis being a thing in the future, which is, like you said, really unfortunate. But, you know, I feel like nowadays in 2018, when you're building a brand new facility or adding to an addition onto your football stadium or your multi-purpose X, whatever it is that you're building, I would think, you know, later on down the road, you got to be thinking about, you know, what's going to be happening 10, 20 years from now. Maybe we need to have a squash court for, you know, 20 years down the road. Who knows? So, you know, to your point, that's a little bit disappointing. And I feel like maybe they knew some things that maybe we didn't.
I got, you know, on that other side of things, not to toot the Aberdeen horn and be, you know, we talk about Sioux Falls bias, but not to be Aberdeen bias on the other direction. But you look at things that both Northern and PC have done. PC came up with the dome, mm-hmm. and they've, you know, no, they're not playing games there yet, but it's been discussed and thought about, I'm sure, and what have you. Still need lights and different things like that, seating and everything. But they still are able to use the facility for different things like letting softball teams come in, whether it's Northern or their own team, what have you, and have some competitions. So they thought ahead as far as, I'm sure, dimensions and how big they wanted that thing to make sure that they are able to use it for more than just a practice facility. Mm-hmm. And on the other side of town, Northern, with the new stadium that they're building with the facility and what have you, doing not just a football stadium, but thinking about their softball team and getting that on campus as well. Plus, you know, they discussed the possibility of adding that lacrosse team since there are other teams in the region. It's not a huge sport, but that's forward thinking, a little more forward thinking than, hey, let's build all this facility. Oh, we don't have tennis courts. Now we got to cut it.
Yeah.
Especially after you've already cut tennis once. So, I mean, that had to have been in somebody's mind somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the one thing for me is, you know, I'm not too far removed from college. I'm only about 4.5 years out of college. And for me, you know, when I wake up on a Saturday morning and I want to watch my football team play, I want to stay on campus. You know, I don't want to take a bus or I don't want to walk or, you know, take an Uber or what have you. I just want to, you know, wake up, you know, maybe fall out of bed, you know, have some eggs and stuff and jump over to the stadium that's right next door, maybe a block or two away. You know, speaking from a guy that went to Marquette, you know, we had to go all the way downtown Milwaukee to watch all the games. Ooh. At the Bradley Center, which it wasn't too far off, but it was still a hike. You know, you had to walk 15, 20 minutes or take a cab. You know, you'd like to have everything on campus. So, you know, kudos for them for making that happen, not just football, but the other sports too as well, like you said.
Yeah, I'm sure the businesses don't mind that, though. Having to walk
yeah.
by, oh, hey, well, I guess I'll pop in here and mm-hmm. Spend a few bucks at this place. Oops, I'm overspent.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't take long
it
in college.
It has been done before, and especially, you know, if you have a – this certainly didn't happen for me because I was actually the ones covering the games at the Bradley Center for the most part. But when you wake up in the morning, especially on a Saturday, and, you know, you got a big – Big East matchup and you have a couple of cocktails. Kegs and eggs is what my buddy used to call it, which does not sound appetizing to me, but you know, some people are into that sort of thing.
Oh man.
Yeah, you got your kegs and eggs and then you head on down to the Bradley Center, but hey, you're walking on down there, hey, maybe you pass a Subway or a Jimmy John's or something like that. So yeah, exactly to your point, you'd pop in there and grab yourself a sandwich.
Bloody Mary's healthy, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's how I always think when I see them. I've never had one. I've had a taste here and there, but mm-hmm. those things, I don't think you can have a Bloody Mary that has anything less than at least like a piece of bacon and a sausage and half a chicken nowadays. Yeah. I don't know. Those things are crazy.
Yeah, there's a place on campus at Marquette called Sobelman's, little free PSA for you guys. They literally put an entire like Cornish hen on top of your Bloody Mary, and whenever you go in Wisconsin, I guess it's a Wisconsin thing, you always get a little beer chaser wherever you get your Bloody Mary. So if you think to yourself, I don't really like this, I'd like to wash this down with a beer, they just give it to you. It's just, you know, included. So there you go.
Crazy. All right, on the way, we'll talk with Haley Beal, as we mentioned, for the Presentation College volleyball team, talking about the recovery from her injury and looking toward next season. And up next, we'll head to the Diamond. Head coach of the PC baseball team, Mike Dahl, will join us next on this All Saints Day here on the Hub, 930 KSDN 102.1.